You're on Energy Groove Radio. This is the Music Weekly. My name's Brad, with you until 6pm. Jackson will also be back in the studio before 6pm as well. Our second guest today is Ilan Kidron. He really needs no introduction. He is part of the Potbellies. And if you're anyone who has had a radio in the last 10 years or has been watching TV or has been, at all exposed to music, you will know the Potbellies. We'll have one of their most popular tracks coming up for you after our chat with Ilan. But Ilan is performing this Saturday on Cockatoo Island as part of Synthony, which is an amazing extravaganza where a 60-piece orchestra reinterpret some of the world's most popular and recognizable dance tracks into an amazing performance full of sounds and sights and audible delights. So if there are tickets available for Synthony this Saturday at Cockatoo Island, and you're looking for something to do that is a heck of a lot of fun, make sure you grab yourself some tickets. Ilan, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Oh, what a great intro. Sound and sight and audible delight. We should definitely get busy, you and me, and write a song together.
Oh, God, I can pull some words out of my ass, believe you me.
Yeah, well, that's why you're on radio, buddy.
Look, congratulations on your career so far and also this performance as part of Synthony. I guess, walk me through what it's like having a song that you've probably performed, you know, numerous times over the last decade or so. What it's like having it reimagined with a 60-piece orchestra.
It's amazing with an orchestra. You feel like, I guess, you're part of something bigger than yourself. So it is quite this universal feeling of connectedness, and it feels like you're on a big wave, I guess is a good way to describe it. All the tension that's in the music that's released, it just feels bigger. And because you're part of such a great team, there's this feeling, that feeling of connectedness with, you know, the orchestra. And then obviously it comes down to the audience as well, which is just, it's maniacal. People go nuts. So it's not a sit-down symphony experience, although you can sit down if you like. It's a big dance party, really, and you can pretend you're sophisticated.
Why do you think that this particular project works so well, combining that symphonic orchestra with dance music?
Oh, I do definitely think that if you're into symphonic music and you like seeing classical music, you will also like this show. And if you do love dance parties, you will also love this show. So it does cross over really successfully. A lot of work's been put into it. I guess the spectacle itself is magnificent. Sarah Grace, who is the conductor we just chatted about, or who you mentioned, is just a great performer as well. So although there's a feeling of, there's a history there of classical music, it definitely penetrates and it works with what's a more recent history, which is dance music. And the songs themselves are just these mega sing-along tracks that people get really excited by.
With the Potbellies, Don't Hold Back is performed as part of this. When they first approached you, were you surprised as to, I guess, how the track could potentially sound?
It was just really lovely of them to approach in the first place and then kind of include me in the working of the track. So it wasn't like I was just thrown in and this is what you're going to perform with the orchestra. We'd workshopped it and we made it really work. I think the person who knows the track the most is probably, you know, me and the other guys from the Potbellies. So we knew what worked live really well. We knew what possibly did it. And we just came to this, you know, beautiful piece now that's quite striking and still has gravitas, like it's still got the heavy nature of it, but it's still, yeah, it allows whoever's dancing to it or singing along to it to just feel the original feeling of it.
And what are some of the other tracks that you've witnessed as part of Synthony that you just go, wow, I can't believe that this didn't have a 60-piece orchestra behind it earlier?
Oh, look, there's Groove Armada tracks, there's Basement Jack tracks, there's Avicii tracks, there's Calvin Harris, there's like loads of stuff. There's even like, you know what works really well? I'm not sure whether they're playing it this weekend, but there's a Fisher track.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm losing it, right? Losing it. So there's a great orchestral version of that. Like, even if you hate that song because it's overplayed or whatever, like, It's a monster. And I actually hope that Fisher actually hears the version that we do, because it's incredible. It's incredible. Also, I think that Savage is on this tour. So that's unbelievable. Timmy Trumpet's track that they did together, Freaks. That goes bananas. Yeah, it's steaming. Like, there's loads of great tracks.
Yeah, and so walk me through the audience experience. For those attending, you mentioned that we shouldn't really necessarily be prepared for a sitting down affair. We should really probably turn up with our dancing shoes on. Walk us through the audience experience for Synthony.
Sure. Well, for this one, it's particularly amazing. Like, there's a whole ferry experience involved as well, because you've got to get out to Cockatoo Island. Apparently the weather's going to be unbelievable on Saturday, so that's awesome. And when you get there, I think there are DJs starting at like 3 p.m. So it'll be popping off from quite early. I think the main event starts sometime after 6. I'm not sure exactly what time. And then, I mean, when the lights go down and the orchestra starts, it's just this feeling of deep cinematic tension, you know, like that's what an orchestra creates. So you're in a kind of deep zone of music, and then it erupts. And then I don't want to go into too much detail, but the lights go nuts and there's amazing imagery. And these guys, the people who have organized at Synthony, have been doing it for quite a few years, and no show is the same. They've kept changing things. They'll change things between the Sydney show and the Melbourne show. They keep tweaking. And for an audience, it's an extravaganza. It's like there's all senses are kind of played with, and you're taken on a great journey, especially if you like that music.
Yeah, it must be one of the more, I guess, unique experiences for yourself as well, performing this work with a 60-piece orchestra. What's it like for you? It must be, everything must be elevated.
It's elevated. Yeah, that's the right thing. I mean, it's a great compliment to know that a few pieces that, because I don't just sing Don't Hold Back, there are a couple of others that I do, and that it can live beyond its original form. So think of it as an orchestral remix, I guess. And that it is, I don't know, it's just wonderful. You just feel this link. And also there's this extra added pressure where you can't, like, if something happens, if there's a train wreck, there's a train wreck, like a real train wreck. Not that it's happened before for me, but you know, like, there's very, you know, the rehearsals have to go on point. It's very well rehearsed, but you don't have the option to turn around to the band and go, let's go another 32. Like, it's structured. There's a conductor, and you know, we're all on the same spaceship of music. It just, you know, it's, there's something about music and that live element when you're working with an orchestra, and that there's a huge audience involved, and that people are there to listen and to enjoy themselves, and I'm there to perform and feel a part of something big, that just brings us into this beautiful realm of connection and understanding about, and it reminds me why I got into it in the first place, which is, you know, my own self-discovery through it and new meaning from a song. You know, it's great to be able to have written a song that was I wrote it 10 years ago or whatever, and it keeps breathing. And it's like a child that grows, I guess, and it matures. And this is just another one of its incarnations.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an interesting track in terms of its lifespan. I mean, obviously the hit kind of speaks for itself, Don't Hold Back. Can you walk us through that time when you were initially putting that track together and releasing it, and then it started getting some traction? What was that experience like for you when Don't Hold Back kind of took a life of its own?
Yeah, you know, I'd been gigging for quite a while, not with the populars necessarily, but at that stage I was in my late 20s. So having a massive, massive hit in your late 20s or early 30s is kind of, it's not that often. Usually it happens a bit younger for your first hit to kind of land. And so when it all started happening, I was ready. definitely ready. And so we went on tour for like, it was like a shotgun wedding. If that's the best way to describe it, because I'd only met the guys like 2 months before we'd actually written it.
Oh, wow.
And then the song itself took on a life like really, really, really quickly. I wrote the first version in one sitting with the guys, and then I didn't like the verses at all, so I scrapped the verses and rewrote them. Of course, it wasn't just me. Like it was the band was super instrumental. Like we did that first session together. It was unbelievable. Then we got Sam Lamore involved, who's from Pnau, the great Pnau, and who's, you know, worked with everyone, Elton John, etc. So he came in, tidied it up. We put it out and it exploded. It got on TV real quick. And we, as I said, shotgun wedding, we toured for the next 8 to 10 years. Me and the Potbellies, and
it's insane.
And then it got pulled up to what I think ended up the longest sync of all time, just about on the Jeep commercial.
Yeah,
which allowed us, you know, the time we needed and the money we needed to get other tracks together, of which we got a couple of more platinum hits and a couple of gold hits. On the back of it. Of course, everyone remembers Don't Hold Back, but it was great to be able to have From the Music and Hello and Are You With Me and a couple of albums to follow it up with.
Yeah, absolutely. And
yeah, I mean, we got mixed reception from being on such a big commercial, but when you turn the telly on now, I mean, you see so many so-called cool bands just, you know, syncing all their stuff. It's just a way to survive. It's a way to feed the family, and and we're super grateful. And then, you know, I moved to LA and worked there with loads of fantastic artists. I had, you know, Ricky Martin and Chris Brown Rita Ora. I had seen Kygo, lots of hits over there. And I'm still getting like, I just had a top 10 in South Korea for a K-pop track. So
really?
I love writing. And my greatest work was born 3.5 months ago, and his name's Leo. I'm a dad again. So yeah.
Oh, congratulations! That's beautiful, Leo.
So it was the birth of something beautiful. Don't Hold Back, and I don't take it for granted, and I still love like those early memories of like closing festivals or doing sunset festival sets for some of the biggest festivals in Australia and the world. And you know, who knows? One day I might be doing it, but for now, Synthony is—that's what it feels like. It feels like a big festival event.
Yeah, and a big celebration, I'm assuming as well. It to have your music featured in a project like this, it must be really flattering and such a testament to your work that the hard yards that you put in all of those years ago.
Yeah. Oh, you're humbling me now, man. Oh. I don't know what to say. I'm having a beautiful time with you. And hopefully many more. Maybe you can come you know, the invitation's open to everyone. I think there are a few tickets left. And the whole thing will be, you know, I promise, like a beautiful audio visual experience, you know.
Beautiful. Alain Kidron, it's been a pleasure picking your brain today, and congratulations on Synthony on Cockatoo Island this Saturday. You'll be performing there with the Metropolitan Orchestra and Sarah Grace Williams conducting it. Alain, thank you so much for your time.
Brad, it's been awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
That was Alain Kidron of the Potbellies chatting to us ahead of his performance as part of Synthony this Saturday on Cockatoo Island in Sydney. Synthony is happening all across the country as well as in Sydney tomorrow night. If you want tickets, I suggest you hit up your search engine and Google Synthony Australia, and you'll be able to find all of the information there. I'm going to play you a track now from the Potbellies. This is the track we're talking about that I'm sure you have heard before. It's called Don't Hold Back, but I don't think you've heard it like this. This is the Synthony version with the full 60-piece orchestra behind it. Just a taste of what you could experience at Synthony happening across the country. My name's Brad. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to throw back to Jackson for the rest of the show. This is the Music Weekly. Stick around, lots more to come. Of your ass.
want to